In the wake of Nashville's second fatal police shooting in 18 months, Mayor David Brierley says he's bringing in outside help to work on reforming the city's approach to policing. As WPLN's Mara Benight reports, the initiative has been slow to get off the ground, but those involved say it's ramping up.
The New York-based policing project has worked with cities like Chicago, Cleveland, and Los Angeles on a host of police reforms, ranging from community engagement to body cameras to new use of force policies. Farhang Haidari is a deputy director of the organization, and for the past few months, he says the group has been analyzing Nashville's police data on traffic stops.
To get a sense of whether they're effective in fighting crime and whether there are disparities in outcomes between race, gender, location, all those things.
The policing project was first brought in last year by former Mayor Megan Barry after the fatal shooting of Jacquees Clemens. When she resigned, work ground to a halt. But Nashville's new mayor, David Brierley, has re-engaged the group even before this latest shooting of Daniel Hambrick. The aim is to recalibrate the department's style of policing. Brierley says their work will focus on things like traffic stops and de-escalation strategies.
It's a question of adjusting what we're currently doing to a better way of policing.
So how much will all this cost? The mayor's office says they paid the policing project $175,000 for its initial work, and the rest will be paid for with donations. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Mara Benight.